Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 8, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin hits new record high over $43,000 on Tesla news. Children's charity creates Bitcoin superhero to attract crypto donations. Bank of Korea, CBDCs are fiat currency not virtual assets. India may sidestep parliament to push through crypto bill, report. Canadian crypto lender LEDN raises $2.7 million for emerging markets expansion. Ethereum futures are now trading on CME. Introducing CoinDesk TV, industry-leading crypto news, now in living color. Now let's get started. Bitcoin hits new record high over $43,000 on Tesla news. The largest cryptocurrency surged at least 11% to surpass the previous peak price of $41,962 reached in early January. Bitcoin jumped to a fresh record high on Monday after U.S. electric car manufacturer Tesla (TSLA) announced its purchase of $1.5 billion of the cryptocurrency. The largest cryptocurrency surged at least 11% to more than $43,000, surpassing the previous peak price of $41,962 reached January 8, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Tesla, headed by Elon Musk, said in a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filing it has invested an aggregate $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and is open to acquiring and holding digital assets from time to time or for the long term. Musk stirred up enthusiasm in the cryptocurrency markets recently when he added #Bitcoin to his Twitter profile. Tesla is the latest to join a growing list of publicly traded companies buying Bitcoin for their corporate treasuries, led by Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy, MSTR. Children's charity creates Bitcoin superhero to attract crypto donations. The Billy Bitcoin Hero is part of the charity's efforts to drum up more crypto donations. A U.S.-based children's charity has created a Bitcoin superhero to help boost its fundraising profile. The Songs of Love Foundation, which became one of the first national children's charities to accept cryptocurrency donations in 2013, is a nonprofit that creates personalized songs to uplift children facing tough medical conditions or emotional challenges. Launched Friday, the Billy Bitcoin superhero is part of the charity's efforts to increase donations through cryptocurrency, which it said on its website is even more efficient than donating cash. Crypto donations to charities are not taxed in most jurisdictions around the world. In the U.S., a person does not owe capital gains tax on the appreciated amount and can deduct his or her donation. This win-win solution means you have more money available to donate to charity and can deduct more on your tax return. The charity's website reads, the difference can amount to more than 30%. Songs of Love accepts donations in 22 cryptocurrencies, from Algorand to Zcash. On February 16, the foundation will celebrate its 25th anniversary. Since its inception, the charity has created Songs of Love for more than 36,000 children worldwide. Bank of Korea, CBDCs are fiat currency not virtual assets. Some legal changes would be needed before a potential central bank digital currency launch in South Korea, research indicates. The Bank of Korea (BOK) has published the results of research it conducted last year on the legal issues surrounding central bank digital currencies (CBDCs). The research concludes that a CBDC would meet the requirements of currency legislation and could be freely exchanged with cash as the two share the same legal status. Therefore, it would be reasonable to treat a CBDC in the same way as cash deposits held by financial institutions, CoinDesk Korea reported Monday. For this reason, it is proposed that the BOK, the nation's central bank, should have the legal basis for applying positive or negative interest rates on a future CBDC. It will also need to be decided whether the BOK would exchange a CBDC for cash with consumers directly or via an intermediary agency. Considering how a CBDC would fit into South Korea's existing legal framework, the research suggests that it would not be subject to the Financial Transactions Act, as a CBDC issuance would be based on monetary authority and not for profit. However, the research emphasizes that the Bank of Korea Act would need to be amended to accommodate the issuance of a digital currency, because the act only accounts for notes and coins at present. Comparison with virtual assets such as cryptocurrencies, according to the research, are difficult as a CBDC has a clear issuer, the central bank, and is based on the exclusive power of that issuer. This differs from virtual assets which are described as digital certificates with economic value that can be traded or transferred electronically. Therefore, as the CBDC would not be considered as property, the law would not be able to establish crimes such as theft, embezzlement or stolen property. However, given that electronic records are defined as objects of property, it would be possible to apply laws relating to robbery, fraud, intimidation and damage. India may sidestep parliament to push through crypto bill, report. The bill would potentially kick off the development of a digital rupee while banning private cryptocurrencies. The Indian government is reportedly planning to fast-track its proposed cryptocurrency bill using the ordinance process. Similar to an executive order in the US, an ordinance law is put into effect by India's president on the recommendation of the cabinet, and would be equivalent to an act of parliament. The route is only supposed to be taken when Parliament is not in session. The government is keen to pass the Cryptocurrency and Regulation of Official Digital Currency Bill 2021 within a month of clearance of the ordinance, according to a CNBC TV18 report on Friday. The Indian Prime Minister's Office and Finance Ministry, and Cabinet Secretariat have started preparing the draft details of the ordinance, it said. The arrival of the bill would potentially kick off the development of a digital rupee while banning private cryptocurrencies, per previous reports. What the bill would mean for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether isn't clear, but the cryptocurrency industry has expressed concerns it could represent an outright ban. That would pose a major threat to the nation's crypto industry, which has seen quick growth seen since a central bank ban on banking for cryptocurrency firms was overturned in March of last year. Local cryptocurrency exchanges recently started a joint initiative, the hashtag India Wants Bitcoin campaign, to convince Parliament to regulate cryptocurrencies rather than impose an outright ban. Canadian crypto lender LEDN raises $2.7 million for emerging markets expansion. After growing in Latin America, the firm wants to bring its microloans and stablecoin savings features to other emerging markets. Canadian cryptocurrency lender LEDN is aiming to do in other emerging markets what it did in Latin America, with funding and advice from a new set of global venture capitalists, the company announced Monday. The lender has raised a $2.7 million second seed round led by White Star Capital with participation from Coinbase Ventures, Global Founders Capital, CMT Digital, Kingsway and Darrow Holdings, an affiliate of Susquehanna International Group. LEDN has already developed Spanish descriptions of its service and cryptocurrency content, as well as Spanish-speaking support team, said co-founder and chief strategy officer Mauricio Di Bartolomeo. The company also built its product set around what was popular in Latin America. LEDN's stablecoin savings features and microloans as low as $500 are also popular in the region, Di Bartolomeo added. When we developed the products in LATAM, we realized that the average assets that each client would have were not going to be at the same level as they were in North America, Di Bartolomeo said. That's not just limited to Latin America. That's similar to a lot of emerging markets. The next step for the company is to expand into Africa, said LEDN CEO Adam Reeds. Previously, the company had raised $1.55 million from Spark Power Group co-CEO Andrew Clark and Summerin Capital in September 2018, which it used at the time to expand its lending operation in Canada. Proof of reserves. The lender also recently engaged auditing firm Armanino LLP for a proof of reserves attestation. LEDN gave Armanino a hash of the assets each client held on the platform as of January 31 for the accounting firm to prove that the company's assets outweighed its liabilities. We're opening ourselves up for clients to open up their own reserves without exposing any client data, Reeds said. We're encouraging others in the industry to do this as well. LEDN plans to perform a proof of reserves process on a semi-annual basis going forward. Ethereum futures are now trading on CME. The Chicago Exchange has now traded 77 ETH contracts after going live on Sunday. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME, has launched its much-anticipated futures contracts for Ether, ETH, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain network. Announced in mid-December, trading in Ether futures went live late Sunday, with the February contract registering an opening price of $1,669.75. At the time, the spot price stood at around $1,600. The Chicago-based exchange has traded 77 contracts so far, with most activity concentrated on the February expiry. The futures contracts are legal agreements to buy or sell the crypto asset at a predetermined price at a later date. CME's Ether futures are cash settled and based on the exchange's reference rate that includes data from major cryptocurrency exchanges Bitstamp, Coinbase, Gemini, Itbit and Kraken. The world's first regulated Ether futures product may draw more institutional demand for the second largest cryptocurrency by market value, boosting the recent price rally. The earliest traditional financial institutions that bought BTC are already looking at ETH, if not bought already. And rightfully so. The most used crypto network plus future of finance plus a potential deflationary monetary policy narrative make it extremely compelling, Chao Wang, cryptocurrencies researcher and investor and co-founder of Messari, tweeted on Sunday. Wang foresees Ether rallying to $5,000 and higher in the long run. Ether is trading near $1,632 at press time, a 1% gain on the day, having reached record highs above $1,700 on Friday. The cryptocurrency has more than tripled in value since the CME announced plans to list futures contracts on December 16, mimicking Bitcoin's surge from $6,000 to $19,783 seen in the weeks leading up to December 17, 2017, when the exchange began trading Bitcoin futures. While Bitcoin topped out on the same day and subsequently moved into a year-long bear market, Ether is likely to remain bid. The market is now more mature, the macro is different, and there are different players involved, trader and analyst Alex Kruger tweeted last week, ruling out a significant crash in Ether. Wang also voiced a similar opinion Sunday, warning that betting on an Ether bear market would be the worst trade of your life. Patrick Husser, head of trading at the Swiss-based crypto finance AG, foresees Ether leading the broader market higher. I have turned long on ETH BTC over the weekend and reduced some DeFi exposure, Husser told CoinDesk. I see no connection to the ETH futures listing and a specific price action linked to it. Introducing CoinDesk TV, industry-leading crypto news, now in living color. Amid turbulence in markets, economy and society, there's no better time or purpose to launch CoinDesk TV, writes executive producer Joanne Poe. Memes and internet mobs are paralyzing Wall Street and traditional financial markets. Social unrest and geopolitical tensions are rising. Changes in global leadership and a foggy outlook for tech and business regulations are causing uncertainty. World economies are still locking down as a devastating global pandemic rages on. Meanwhile, the prices of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are skyrocketing. With this backdrop, I can't think of a better time or purpose to launch CoinDesk TV. When I joined CoinDesk in late 2019 with the mission of creating video programming comparable to TV news that would provide smart and insightful coverage of the cryptocurrency space and the digital revolution happening in global finance, the world was a very different place. Our plan was to produce compelling live news programming and build a new studio to coincide with our flagship event, Consensus, which was scheduled for May 2020. Then, as COVID-19 shut down in-person events everywhere, everything changed. Every team at CoinDesk helped turn Consensus into the best virtual event possible. We incorporated TV-inspired programming, with 24 straight hours of livestream shows with guests and hosts in locales ranging from New York to South Korea to the UK and Spain. Consensus, distributed, attracted about 23,000 registrants across 5 days, triple the number who had attended our annual event in Manhattan. Pivoting from daily live programming to a virtual event was not the beginning we anticipated for CoinDesk TV, but it proved to be an early test of our mettle and indicative of the long-term potential for our digital video products. The successful launch last year of the CoinDesk Podcast Network, which now has 7 shows and is ranked among the top 10 of all time on Apple Podcasts' U.S. Business News list, exemplifies our vision to reach audiences across multiple platforms. Expanding to the visual medium is the next logical step. We're excited to bring news and analysis about global cryptocurrency markets and blockchain technology, as well as many other adjacent stories, to life in a new way. Despite the challenges of today's environment, we've been building a reimagined CoinDesk TV that is bold and ambitious. Starting today, CoinDesk TV is rolling out 3 daily and 3 weekly shows with a lean team of 11, focused on delivering high-quality production and booking top-notch guests. Plus, we'll be showcasing the deep bench of incredible talent in CoinDesk's global team of reporters, editors, analysts, and researchers. True to CoinDesk's reputation as the most trusted and influential media voice in this space, our goal is to make crypto and blockchain more understandable, informative, and fun to everyone, from our loyal crypto stakeholders to individuals and financial professionals who are new to this space. The restrictions of the pandemic increase the challenges. With guests and hosts scattered remotely, a COVID-era TV setup is much different from studio-based programs where people come in for face-to-face interviews that usually generate the most news and information. Meanwhile, we had several stops and starts in studio construction with material and building delays for various reasons, including staffing and supply chain hurdles. With challenge, however, comes opportunity, and the global experiences of 2020 spurred our creativity. The downtime between bottlenecks allowed us to think about designing our control room with remote capabilities to produce shows using cloud-based technology. And for breaking news stories, we will be better prepared to provide coverage from anywhere in the world. The COVID-19 environment has also created opportunities to connect with speakers far beyond New York City, and inspired us to think big about the audiences we aim to reach. Our diverse lineup caters to global investors, crypto enthusiasts, and newcomers, and covers what investors need to know and what's piquing the interest of the mainstream. We view CoinDesk TV as an opportunity to bring to life the people and personalities who are disrupting digital finance and revolutionizing the way we use technology and the future of money. We invite you to join us as we tell this story. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.